Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday I was paid a visit by one of the nation's truly fine comedy minds, Little Maury Amsterdam. I want you to hear a couple of the stories he gave me. Two gentlemen out on the beach here. And one says, you know, the way they got figured out with the astronauts, they don't start up to send them until they're sure that they're going to come back. So it's out of safety. So what the hell we have to worry from them? We got a few dollars. We'll invest in a capsule. You know, a capsule. And we'll go to the sun. They're going to the moon. What the hell we need with them? We'll go to the sun. We'll take pictures. We'll buy property. The other guy says, what, you crazy? You'll come within 100,000 miles from the sun. It's so hot, it'll melt the capsule. And then with that, the other guy says, so we'll go at night. I want you to hear about a little woman in her 80s who went to the doctor. She says, I want you to give me a prescription for birth control pills. He says, I've heard of everything. You're 87 years old. What do you want with those? She says, I didn't ask you no questions. I'm going to pay for the visit. Give me the prescription. So he gave it to her. 2 months later, he met her on the street. How are the pills working? She says, I'm sleeping like a baby. He says, they're not sleeping pills. What in the world? What do you do with them? She says, I tell you the truth, in the morning when I wake up, I have breakfast with my grandchild. When she's not looking, I put 2 pills in her orange juice. I sleep like a baby. Which reminds me of the little woman in her 80s who meets the young doctor. He says, how do you feel, my dear? She says, I tell you the truth. Hurts me that I tried this. With the bursitis, with the pressure, and the pain and the creases, you know. And the stomach is not 100%. He says, why don't you come to my office to see me? She says, maybe next week when I'll feel better. You watch television as much as I do, I'm sure. And it's for that reason I want you to hear a little something that will become strangely familiar to you in a moment. Picture, if you will, a tall high on some Texan. A high on some Texan. Fine-looking guy. With a 10-gallon hat, the beautiful boots, the tight-fitting jacket with the patched pockets. The embroidered darts running up the back. Finds himself on the Lower East Side of New York, a predominantly Jewish neighborhood. He's obviously lost. Obviously. He walks up to the little Jewish peddler with a push cart and he says, can y'all tell me where I am? And the little guy says, brother, you're not in Marlboro country. Not long ago in Vegas, an FBI man told me a story of a bank robber who had stolen $500,000. Now, they never found the money, but they caught up with this guy and put him in jail. A week later, he got a letter from his wife. Dear John, we're going to plow up the backyard and plant potatoes. He sent back a letter, don't plow up the backyard. A couple of days later, he got a letter, the FBI was here and plowed up the backyard. He sent back a letter, now you can plant potatoes. Earlier this evening, a lady reminded me of a story I did years and years ago, haven't done it in many years, about the little woman who went to the butcher shop. She said to the butcher, Marty, today, if you'll be so kindly, I feel like Tavish will give me 6 lamb chops. So how much gonna cost? Butcher says, for you? For you, $2 a pound. She says, for who? She said, you must be cockeye drunk. I could get across the street by Schwartz, the butcher, for $1.40. He says, who the hell sent for you? Go by Schwartz. She says, he ain't got any. He says, if I wouldn't have any, I'd give you $1.25. And for you little ladies, here's a woman who says to another, look at your hair, for God's sake. Look how streaky. You know streaky? S-T-H-E-A-K-Y, streaky. She says, I bet you didn't shampoo already since God knows. In fact, it looks like a wick. The other one says, it happens, my dear friend, it is a wick. And the first one says, you know, you can't tell.